The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. We're back once again with the series in the Shaar Bitochon, the Chovos HaLevavos. We're up to the fifth perek, perek Chamishi. Just by way of introduction and connecting with the Yomim Tovim, especially Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that Haboyim Moleinu L'Toivo, Yezus Hashem. Bitochin plays a critical role in the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur experience. It begins, I imagine, with the Yemei HaSlichos, with the whole recital of the Yud Gimel Midos, which basically Chazal tell us that there's a bris kruso, there was a pact, there was a bris that was made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that when we perform the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, reciting with feeling and understanding of Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun Erech Hapayim, Hashem's mercy and patience and chesed and graciousness and so forth, we will not be turned away empty-handed. There's a certain sense of trust, a bitochon, that we invoke every time we recite in these Yemei HaSlichos, the Yud Gimel Midos, a trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he in fact will listen to our tefillahs, will not turn us away empty-handed. And that seems to be a critical motif and an important part of the mood that we have to come into Rosh Hashanah with. At the same time, we come into Rosh Hashanah, as the Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch, that we're mechapsin, mistaprin, misrachatsin, wash our clothing, clean our clothing, take haircuts and bathe. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah brings to show that we are betuchin in Hashem's chesed, that we trust in His chesed, that He will bring about a favorable judgment for us. So the beginning, the Rosh Hashanah, the season, the experience, the Yemei HaDin begin with a prelude of bitochon, trusting Hashem that He, in fact, He who yoytzi le'or mishpoteinu, that Hashem will, in fact, bring about a positive result to our judgment. We actually say after the Tkiya Shofar, also every Seder, Im Kibonim, Im Kavodim, Hayoim Harasoilim, today's the anniversary of creation. Hayoim Yamid Ba Mishpot Kol Yitzurei Olomim. Today Hashem places in judgment all of creation. And there are two groups in that judgment. Im Kibonim, Im Ka'avodim. He either judges us as children or as servants. Im Kibonim, if we taka deserve still to be treated as good children, Rachameinu Kirachem Oval Bonim, have Rachmonis, have mercy on us, just as a father has mercy on his children. The Im Ka'avodim, and if we are only worthy of being treated as servants, we've distanced ourselves, we've sinned, we've erred so much that we're no longer worthy of being treated as especially as children. Im ka'avodim, einenu lechot tluyos ad shetchoneinu v'soytzi cho'or mishpoteinu. Our eyes are riveted upon you until you will be gracious with us and bring about the positive judgment in our favor. So if we're not worthy to be judged as children, then we stand in front of Hashem as servants and we put our trust in Hashem. Our eyes are hanging there. We're riveted on you and we're waiting, awaiting your kindness. We're not moving from here until you have this chanino, until you have this special graciousness and mercy on us. The statement of our trust in Hashem, and the Marsho says that that's really what Avinu Malkeinu means. Avinu, if we're deserving to be treated like children, we call you Avinu. If we're not deserving, then we call you Malkeinu, and we're relying on you, that we're not going to turn away from you until you actually deliver for us. We're relying on you that in fact you will deliver the judgment to us favorably. And it seems quite clear from Kapitel Lamed Gimel, the 33rd Perek chapter in Tehillim, that where the Pasuk refers to Hayetzer Yachad Libom Hamevin El Kol Maaseim, that Hashem judges, Chazal, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, from this Pasuk, Hashem judges the whole world in one swift look, judges everybody, each person. And the Pesukim continue, Ein HaMelech Noisha Barov Choyil, Gibor Lo Yenotza Barov Koyach, the Melech is not, his army is not, the Melech's army is not going to help him, the strong man's power is not going to help him, Sheker Asus Leshua, armies and horses and all these things, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov, Lam Yachalim Lachaste. There's only two approaches to this judgment. That's fear of Hashem. Hashem gives a favorable eye to those who fear Him. And then as the Chofetz Chaim is medayik, not hameyachalim lachastu, those who fear Him who are awaiting His kindness, but lameyachalim lachastu, to those who await His kindness. Those who await His kindness, even though they're not deserving of a good judgment, they're not those that fear Him, they're not on that level, but they're meyachalim lachastu, they're awaiting His kindness, He saves them too. He's going to save them from death. He's going to sustain them in famine. Nafshenu chiksol Hashem Israelu. We are now waiting Hashem kivoy yismach libeinu, and so forth. Yichastecho Hashem aleinu. May the kindness of Hashem be upon us to the extent that we put our trust in Him. If we put our trust in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then that in itself is a tremendous schus in the Yom Hadin. And even if, as I guess, as the Chazal say, they learn from the Pasuk, Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosho V'Aviteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisoyevenu, great are the tzores, the pain that a Rosho suffers, but one who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed, and Chazal Darshna, Afilu Rosho, even a person who is not worthy, he's a Rosho, but he trusts in Hashem, Chesed will surround him, and that Chesed will V'hu V'yoytzi L'Or Mishpoteinu, and that will bring about favorable judgment. So, certainly the inyan of bitochon is very apropos and very important for us in these Yemei Hadin. Perek Hamishi, in the Chivis Alavubis, Shara Bitochon. Aval ha-hefri shebein ha-beiteach al-ulikim v'zulosoi. He says, there are differences between one who trusts Hashem, one who puts his trust in Hashem, and those who don't, and the one who doesn't. Be'inyan his askoy besibois hateref, in the issue of his hishtadlus, his involvement in working to bring about his sustenance, his working for parnosa. Oimar hateref besibois hateref. Oimar ki abeitech bedekim yibodl mizulas abeitech olov b'shivo inyonim. It's that is to say that one who puts his trust in Hashem will be distinguished from the one who doesn't in seven ways. There are 7 points of distinction, ways that the one who puts his trust in Hashem is to be distinguished from one who doesn't. Echad mehem, the first one, one. Ki abaytech bedekim roitze bedinoi bechol in yonov. One who puts his trust in Hashem, he's desirous of the din, whatever Hashem decrees and everything. And he will even thank Hashem for the good and even for that which seems to be not good, seems to be evil. As Iyov said, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. He realizes, Yehi shem Hashem evoyroch. Hashem gives, Hashem takes. Hashem's name should be recognized as the source of all brocha. He is he thanks Hashem, he admits to Hashem, he realizes that everything Hashem does, everything is from Hashem, and it seems he's willing to say Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoyroch, to express his his at least his sense of being okay with whatever Hashem gives him. And Kemo Sheomar, and actually Kemo Shekosov, as it says in Tehillim, Chesed O Mishpat O Shira, Dovah HaMelech said, kindness and justice I will sing. And the Gemara in Brocha says, Im Chesed O Shira, Vim Mishpat O Shira. I will sing whether what Hashem does to me is kindness or whether it's justice. It's not kindness. It's not what I wanted. It's not the teiva that I wanted. It's mishpat. He judges me with justice. I will sing the same song. I will sing the same hallel. Now, this, of course, is a needs to be a little bit understood. The Sefer HaMaspik, Lo Evdei Hashem, from Avrom ben Rambam, explains that this Chesed U'Mishpat U'Shira is probably the highest level. The Baal Bitochon, who makes a difference to him. He has such a trust in Hashem's Chesed that it makes no difference to him whether he does Chesed or Mishpat. Whatever he does is Chesed to me. Anything Hashem does, I take it. I have no preferences, no interests, no issues. Whatever he gives me is good. I don't believe that the Chovetz HaLevavos means to say this in that full sense over here. That because he's talking to normal Baal Bitochon, he's not talking on the highest level. In fact, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta learns that the Chovetz HaLevavos and the Ramban don't really have a machloikis as to whether there should be Bitochon with Ishtadlus or without Ishtadlus, just that the Chovetz HaLevavos is talking on a lower level. And if we need Ishtadlus, the Ramban is talking on a higher level, and therefore we don't. So it doesn't seem that this is speaking about the highest level. But the chiddush is that even on a normal level of bitochon, a person is on the normal level. But whatever Hashem gives me, if I've put my trust in His chesed, then everything is chesed. I'm trusting His chesed. So what He gave me, that's also chesed. I'd rather get the other chesed. That may be true, but I appreciate this as chesed, and I'm willing even to express my Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoiroch and my Chesed u'mishpat u'shira on the chesed, not that I'm happy with this chesed as opposed to the other chesed, or equally as happy, and it really doesn't matter to me which. I'd rather have the other chesed. But I appreciate that this is the chesed, and even though I'm not on that highest level of wanting it or of not making any difference to me, I'm still capable of appreciating it, I'm still capable of blessing Hashem, of recognizing that, I'm still capable of shira for something which I really may not have wanted. And that's really what he brings next, the Gemara in Brochus, the Mishnah, Chayev Odom L'Vorech Al Haro, Kishem Shemvorech Al HaToivo. The person who is the Baal Bitochon is going to make a brocha on bad tidings, just as he makes a brocha on evil, on good tidings. Now here again, we see clearly what he means, because we know that in Halacha, the distinction is that on evil tidings, we make a brocha dayeno emes. On good tidings, we make a brocha hatoiva hameitiv. So if it's good, which means perceptibly good, what we consider good, something that we want, we make a brocha hatoiva hameitiv. That's the brocha that we make. If it's something that we don't like, so we're not on the level to say hatoiva hameitiv. What do you mean? It's good. It's great. Chesed u'mishpat u'shira. Al chesed, no. It's not the shira that it's equal to me. It's the same as if it would have been the other one. But it's a shira. I appreciate that this too is for the good. Here too, we appreciate that it's for the good, but we don't necessarily feel it. Therefore, we don't make the brocha hateva hametiv on something which is an evil tiding. Rather, we make the brocha dayan ho'emes. We know that you're the true judge. We know that what you do is good. We know that it's chesed, but it's not necessarily our first choice. But this is the way a Baal Bitochon, even a Baal Bitochon of the Chovetz HaLevavos, that he has to be mishtadl. He's not on that level of the Ramban, of Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, as such Bitochon, he doesn't even have to work for a living. No, he's working. But yet when something doesn't go his way, he's prepared to say, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoiroch. He's prepared to say, Dayan Ha'emes. He's prepared to say, Chesed U'Mishpat U'Shira. Because he knows ultimately that because he trusted in the chesed Hashem, then everything that Hashem does is in fact chesed. And therefore, even though this does not necessarily fit or agree with what he would have liked or preferred, but is definitely still a chesed a chesed Hashem, and for that he has to be thankful. And then he brings other psukim. Oh no, I'm sorry. Then he says, "Va'asher einenu b'teich b'elokim mishalal al ha'tovo k'mei she'ne'emar." And he brings a posuk. But he is not mishalel. Is only mishalel ha'tovo. He's only going to praise Hashem for the good. But when something happens that doesn't seem to him to be for the good, it's extremely disturbing for him, and he can't thank Hashem, or he can't appreciate it, because he doesn't even have that realization, let alone the comfort, but that realization that this is in fact from Hashem and that it's good. Vasheni, the second distinction between the Baal Bitochon and the non-Baal Bitochon, ki habitech b'dekim, one who trusts in Hashem, nafshei b'menucho, his nefesh is at rest, is with menucho, it's at peace. Velibo sholev, and his heart is at peace. Mitzara gzeirois, with all of the gzeirois, whatever decrees are coming upon him, ledaitoi, with that knowledge that he has, ki habeire yanhigem letevosoi bo'ilomoi v'acharisoi, that Hashem leads everything that happens to him for his good in his world and for eternal good, and therefore I'm menuchas nefesh, like I'm at peace, like what am I worried about? Not only will I be thankful, but I have nothing to worry about. I might rather the other thing, I may not be on that level, I'd rather that it be good, but I don't worry, because even if it's not good, I know that it's all from Hashem. And here we see something which is very, very significant, that the Baal Bitochon has a certain menuchas hanefesh in life, and he's so confident in Hashem's chesed that I have nothing to worry about. I'm at peace. I'm all the time. David HaMelech says, "Vani bechastocho betachti yogeli bibishu asecho." So the Eben Ezra there says, "I've trusted in you." Because I have bitochen, now I'm rejoicing even before it happens to me, because I just know that it's going to happen. I know that it's all from you. I have a menuchas hanefesh. I don't worry about anything, because everything Hashem is going to do is for the good. And then he brings psukim to defend this position as well. V'asher einenu b'teach, he brings one posuk. Achla kim doy mi nafshi kim imenu tikvosi. To Hashem, my nefesh is quiet, is doim, because everything is, all the hope is from Him, and therefore I have nothing to worry about, nothing to complain about. V'asher inenu b'teach b'lekim, one who doesn't trust Hashem, who betzar todir u'deogo aruko ve'evel ve'etzev. One who doesn't trust Hashem is always in pain all the time, and worry, and extended worry, and mourning, and sadness that don't leave him at all. And he is he's constantly engaged in finding more ways of making more, of doing more, because he's not at peace. You know what it means to have a life where I'm always worried, always have something to worry about. No matter what I have, there's always the danger I could lose it. Something else might happen. Who knows what kind of a problem I'm going to have? He's always worried, 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 and He's such a person. Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, "Kol yemei oni roim v'toiv leiv mishte tomid." Says an oni person who, and I guess is referring here, that's the way it seems to one, is oni bedas, that he doesn't realize that everything is from Hashem. He doesn't have that confidence in Hashem. his days are always miserable because he's always worried. It's not up to Hashem. He doesn't realize that it's all from Hashem, and he thinks he has to do it. If he doesn't do, he's going to be in trouble, and he's not going to have, and who knows if it's going to work out. But on the other hand, the tov lev, the one who has that bitochen, mishtetomid, he's partying all the time. His life is a life of simcha, of happiness, because he knows he's always going to have what he needs. Vashlishi, ki habiteach belikim, one who puts his trust in Hashem, v'im yesasek besibus lo yismach belibu aleihem lo yekave mehen to eles v'leinezek. One who puts his trust in Hashem, and v'im yesasek besibus, and he does ishtadlus, even though he's doing ishtadlus, lo yismach belibu aleihem, he doesn't in his heart rely on his efforts. V'lo yekave mehen to eles v'leinezek. He doesn't even hope that from my efforts will come benefit, and not damage. Not benefit, not damage. Bilti, mi bilti ritzoin hokeil. Anything that's going to come from any of the efforts that I put in is only going to happen because Hashem decrees it, because that's what Hashem desires. So in reality, everything is up to Hashem's desire. The effort that I put in is, I can't rely on them, because those efforts are really only going to happen or make a difference according to the will of Hashem, and therefore my efforts are not to be relied upon. Now, I think herein lies one of the biggest tests that we have in the Midas HaBitochen. It's something which is constantly we're constantly tested and challenged with this, because we do work, and we even see a world of teva out there. If you work, you get paid, hopefully. If you don't work, you usually don't take home a paycheck. And therefore, like, there's a teva. If I open the store, I'll make some money. If I don't open the store, then I'm not going to make some money. So the ASIC seems to be connected very directly, the effort with the result. But the Chavis Alavova says that one who truly trusts Hashem, when he's ASIC in Sibus, when he puts in effort, he's not relying in his heart on them at all. And he doesn't hope for anything to come, only if it's with the Rotzen Hashem. Now, by the efforts that we put in, it's a big test to realize this, because we seem to be putting in the effort. We seem to be doing the work. And therefore, there seems to be some connection. Apparently, al piteva, there looks like there's a connection. But there really doesn't, it really isn't a connection, but it just appears to be a connection. And the Baal Bitochen has to constantly realize that there is no connection. It really has nothing to do with what I do. This has to do with something. It's a chesed Hashem. I mentioned, I think, way back in the very beginning of this series, something that I heard from my father-in-law, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, who was a very close Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And he said that the Brisker Rav once told him that, you know, every Rosh Chodesh he would give out the chalukah for his koilel, and a small koilel. And he told him, the Rav told him, that he says, on Rosh Chodesh after I give out the chalukah, I never have a clue as to where the money is coming from for next month. And he said, and if ever I think of getting the money from a certain individual, never works out. Never happens. When I heard this, so I suggested to my father-in-law, I said that it's well known that the Brisker Rav was an amazing Baal Bitochen, and he worked on that Bitochen all the time. So I said, maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting him from an Nisoyan by this happening. Why? Because it says, Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim, the Bosuk says, don't trust in all these generous Nedivim that are giving. So the Meiri says, Aval B'Chasidim B'Chachomim, you're allowed to trust in Chachomim, in Chasidim, because Shehem Yadrichu Oysev Darkei B'Tochem B'Hashem, because they'll lead you in the way of B'Tochem B'Hashem. It's very interesting. You can't trust the Nodiv, but you can trust the Rebbe or the Chosid or the Chochem. What are you trusting him as? You're trusting him as a Baldover? The Rebbe, the Chochem, the Chosid, he's not a Baldover. So the shliach. So you're trusting the Rebbe, the Chochem, to be a shliach. Why can't you trust the Nodiv to be a shliach? This Nodiv, he's a generous person, and he's going to be a good shliach. The Teretz is, the Meiri says, because Shehem Yadrichu Eisei B'Darkei B'Tochem B'Hashem. If you trust the Rebbe, then he won't let you trust him. There's a fine line between I'm trusting the human being and I'm trusting Hashem. So when you come to the Chochem say, don't trust me, Hashem will help you. He won't let you, Shehem Yadrichu, they'll lead you in the ways of Bitochem Hashem. But the Nodiv might say, oh, you're trusting me? Yeah, come to my tonight, I'll take care of you. And the Nodiv, you know, it's very nice. The Nodiv, yeah, you're trusting me, very nice. I'll try to live up to the trust. So since he won't constantly point it out to us, so it says, Al Tiftuchu B'Nedivim, that we're not permitted to trust, even though he's only a shliach, and technically we could trust, but the line between shliach and baldover is very thin. So the Briskerov was protected. So had it ever happened that from this particular gvir that he was thinking that he got the chalukah for the kollel, he might have lost on his lofty level some of the clarity of insight that it has nothing to do with anybody. But when it never works out from that person at all, then I know it has nothing to do with anybody, and it's only directly from Hashem, and that's really the lesson that we have to learn, and that's what gives us the strength to realize that it's all up to him. So he says that Baal Bitochon, if he does work, he's only relying on Hashem. Ach misasik b'hen livchor ba'avedes habore asher tzivo. Misasik b'hen liyashul l'zayinu. He says, then why is he working? If it's all up to Hashem, and it sounds like it's not just the pshat that Hashem is sustaining him and feeding him through these efforts, because then he says now, why is he working? Well, he's working to improve the world. So what do you mean? He's working because he has to work in order for Hashem to give it to him through these efforts. No, Hashem's giving it to him. It has nothing to do with the efforts at all. Ach misasik bohen. Why is he working? Livchor ba'avedes habereshet tzivo lisasik bohen liyashul l'zayinu. Because he wants to choose the service of Hashem to work the world, to populate the world, to sustain the world, to do that which he's supposed to do. Now, I think here there's also a very interesting point that should be mentioned. And that is, the Sipurnu says, we say the Psukim, Ono Hashem Hishiono, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. We ask Hashem, please save us and make us successful. So the Sipurnu on Ono Hashem Hatzlichono seems to say, we're not asking that our efforts should be crowned with success. We're asking that we should be successful in choosing the proper efforts. In other words, it seems that the efforts are not crowned with success. Hashem does it. It's even wrong for a person to think, I'm putting in the effort and Hashem is going to make this effort work. The effort doesn't do it. And even with Hashem's rotzen, as it seems to say it doesn't do, because he says the only reason he's misasik, it should be he's misasik in order for it to happen through these things. No, he's misasik to be misak in the world. Because there's no other reason to be misasik. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the world to go al pi teva. He wants us to work for the world and help the world and create the world and develop the world. But what He gives us is all min hashamayim. It's a different level. It's a different insight. It's a different concept. It's all birtzoin Hashem. It's all everything that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all we say is, Ora Hashem Hatzlichono, Hashem Hoshiyano, do it all. Hatzlichono, we should be successful in choosing the right hishtadlus, the right efforts, because we want to do what's right. But what happens? It doesn't even happen as a result or crowning with success our efforts. It happens all directly from you. That's really what it's all about. Truth is that there's a daily lesson that we can learn, wherein we can learn this lesson as well on an ongoing basis. We know that Chazal tell us that the brocha that we make, Hazones Hakoil, Brocha to Hashem, Hazones Oilom Kulay B'Tuvay, the first brocha of Yom HaMozein, the nusach was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was a brocha that was made al achilas mon. When they ate the mon in the midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a mitzvah, chalto v'sovoto v'irachto, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was responsible for the nusach, and that nusach of the first brocha, Hazonas HaKoel, is the nusach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we make the brocha today? We make the brocha when we eat bread. What are we doing? Well, the message is the same. The message is that we had mon min hashamayim. Mon min hashamayim clearly had nothing to do with the efforts that we put in, because there were no efforts. The only efforts a person had, if he was a tzaddik, the mon came to his doorstep. If he was a beinoni, he had to go out and get a little bit. If he really sinned, he had to go far out. And that was all a gift min hashamayim. And so too, we have to realize that the parnosa that we have, that the sustenance that we have, that the bread that we eat, is not the result of our efforts. But it's Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, HaMotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. It's as if Hashem took the bread from the Haaretz and gives it to us. It didn't even go through the process of the farmer and the miller and the baker and the nope. It's HaMotzi. You, Hashem, are the Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We have to look at it that this is Min HaShemayim. And the Brocha of Hazon can be an opportunity for us to revisit this concept. It's all from Hashem. It's like mon min hashamayim. The work that we do is because Hashem wants us to work. He wants the world to be a better place. He wants one svara that says that people shouldn't get into trouble. They should be, I think the Chavis Alvova said that before, people should have to work. They shouldn't get into trouble. They shouldn't sit around wasting time. But it's all mon min hashamayim. In fact, heard a very beautiful insight from my father-in-law, where he asked the Kashi, you know, Rashi brings when by the Tzinsenes Hamon, where the Doer Hamidbor they took to the Beis Hamikdosh, to the Mishkan, they took a jar full of mon and they kept it next to the Oroim, and should be a constant reminder of the miraculous existence of mon min hashamayim that they had in the Midbor. And at one point Rashi brings that Yirmiyahu HaNovi was upset with the Klal Yisrael that they weren't learning Torah properly, and he took out the Tzinsenes Hamon and he held it up and said to them, to the Klal Yisrael, Bezenis Parnasu Abiseichim Bamidbor Arboim Shono. With this mon, your forefathers sustained themselves in the Midbar for 40 years and they were learning day and night, the Doer Deo. Why aren't you learning? What's going on? So my father-in-law said, he would have said to Yirmiyahu, Rabbeinu, give us mon, we'll also sit and learn. What do you say? They had mon in the Midbar, and they were able to learn. Now you're coming to us with a taina. They had mon, therefore we should learn. Give us mon, we'll learn too. We have to work for a living. We're in trouble. We can't. We don't have mon min hashamayim. He said, the pshat vaistois is that Yirmiyahu was telling them that this is what our sustenance is, the equivalent of mon min hashamayim. Just like in the Midbar they sustain themselves from mon, so too today our parnosa is mon min hashamayim. And we have to be able to do the mitzvahs and we have to be able to learn and we can't worry about it because it isn't the result of our hard work. It isn't the result of our hishtadlus and our efforts. It's rather mon min hashamayim. It's birtzeis Hashem. And we have to work because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live al piderech hateva, wants us to be mesak in his world, wants us to stay out of trouble and many reasons, and therefore doesn't want us to rely on miracles. But the result of the food that we have to eat is not a result of our effort. It's poshet, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this person derives some benefit from something in the world, or a damage is removed from him, he will thank Hashem levado alzeh. And he won't put into these hishtadlus any avo chibo. He said, I did such a good job. Look what happened. I prevented the damage. Oh, I got this benefit. No, I did such great work. I did so much. I accomplished. I knew how to do. I did it in the right way. I did it in the best way. I'm so talented. I'm so gifted. No, he says, lo yosef bohen avo v'chibo yisero. He's not going to put into his efforts Ava and Chibo Yisrael v'lo Tonuach Nafshoy Alein Yisrael is not going to rely on them more because I do what I have to do, but it's all from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ach Yechazek Bitchoinu Belikim, but rather he'll strengthen his bitochon in Hashem. The Yismach Liboy Olov Mibalade Hasibois, and he will rely on Hashem as opposed to all the other causes. V'mlo Yoy Iluhu Hasibois. And if all of the efforts that he put in do not help him, Yeda ki yevoi eho tarpoi ki sheyirtze Hashem meize inyan sheyirtze, and he should know if all the sibus that I put in will not help me, don't help me, it doesn't happen. I should know that Hashem will bring me this my sustenance when he wants it, meize inyan sheyirtze, from whichever means he wants it. Lo yimas behen ba'avur zeh. And therefore, I should not, because of this, since my efforts didn't bring me anything, I shouldn't despise, disdain them either. And he shouldn't stop because of this, working la'avedas habayre, because just because it didn't happen has nothing to do with it, because it wasn't supposed to do anything anyway. And if it didn't happen, it means Hashem's going to do it from some other way. Hashem will kiyaveyehu tar, he should know. Hashem will give him his tariff. Kishiyirtza Hashem me'eze, when he wants it, from wherever he wants it, however he wants it. But don't you therefore look upon your efforts as wasted, because you did that which you were supposed to do. V'asher einenu b'teach b'lekim. On the flip side, one who doesn't trust Hashem, misasik pasibus, he's working with his trust in him. I work. I'm going to win. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to make a living. I'm going to do it. He's trusting himself, his efforts. It's my efforts that help, and it's my efforts that keep away any damage. It's because I have an MBA. It's because I have business acumen. It's because I'm smart. It's because this. It's because that. He's altogether off base. And if my efforts seem to come to fruition, I'm going to praise my efforts. And I'm going to praise my involvement in these things that I did. I'll choose them. I'm not going to turn to anything else. And if they don't help you, and if he doesn't, they don't help him, he's going to leave them alone and he's going to despise them. He's going to turn his desire away from them. Such a person is going to turn away his, I wasted my time. These are nothing. These are meaningless efforts. No, the efforts aren't meaningless because the efforts weren't supposed to be meaningful. The efforts were an effort in doing what was right. This is my obligation in the world, and that's what I was fulfilling by doing these efforts. And that's all they were. And what I was doing, I had to put my trust in Hashem, and I trust Hashem will provide everything. And this is the difference in the attitude, or at least in three of the points of the attitude of the one who trusts Hashem and the one who doesn't. The one who trusts Hashem will be thanking Hashem and no one else. He will have an unusual measure of menuchas hanefesh, and he will not rely in any way on the efforts that he puts in, but rather completely reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.